Hey, I'm Evan Pettis. I'm going to sit down and talk to Chief Master Sergeant Thomas. Tell me your full name, where you're from.
Sir, Chief Master Sergeant Brandy Thomas from Osawatomie, Kansas.
Kansas?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic.
Go Chiefs.
That is America right there. Awesome. Okay, so you're from Kansas, and what job are you doing here at PSAP?
Sir, I'm the EFSS Superintendent.
So. What's the FSS for our audience? For my mom. So, my mom's watching right now.
Sir, that's the Force Support Squadron.
Force Support Squadron. Okay,
yes,
fantastic. Did you come, were you at a Force Support Squadron at your previous
yes,
station?
Sir.
And where is that?
That is in Mildenhall, okay. Royal Air Force, England.
Yeah, in the UK.
I used to live
right across the field from Mildenhall, so I could watch the runway back in the late 90s. It was very, very cool. And what's your background? What'd you grow up doing in the Air Force?
Sir, I've been a 3M, 3F1 for life. Everything that you can imagine in our career field, I've done, I've touched, I've been there, done that. So from superintendent of sustainment, protocol, readiness, fitness, lodging, mortuary, with a couple of deployments sprinkled in there. And I say couple of deployments loosely.
I've been meaning a lot?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So how's PSAB compared to some of the places that you've deployed? Have you been places that are more austere, or is this fairly on the austere end? How are we doing?
Sir, this is the most austere deployment I've ever been on in my career. My first one actually was almost like this. The facilities were a little bit more hardened. We were in tents for living, but our facilities were more robust and built up. So from that comparison of my first one back in 2000 to this one is night and day.
So. It's exciting kind of to be part of a base that you're building out.
Yes, sir.
Well, tell me about the mission of the Force Support Squadron. Obviously, in a location like this, your team does a lot to keep us alive out here.
Yes, sir.
So what do you guys do?
Pretty much in a nutshell, we provide premier support and enabling PSAP. That's what we do.
And I'm especially appreciative of the food and a place to sleep, right?
Thank you, sir.
As a starting point, those are fantastic, and I spent some time with your team. They are doing some really amazing things with very difficult conditions, less than optimum gear, less than optimum spaces, challenges with power and water flow, and they're feeding lots and lots of people and giving them a place to sleep and entertaining them and giving them a place to work out. And, just all sorts of different, making sure they get in and out of here very effectively. So it's really special to watch.
Thank you, sir.
You're the superintendent, so you have a big part in, not only what the Force Support Squadron is doing today, but where you're trying to go. Where are you trying to get to with the FSS?
We want to continue to provide that premier world-class support and continue to regenerate the PSAB warfighters in a nutshell. I mean, our mission doesn't really change a whole lot. All we continue to do is keep getting better and better. When you hit the ground running and it's a patch of sand and a few tents here and there, our focus is to make sure that we've got those processes fine-tuned as much as we can, establishing those facilities and programs and continuity is key here for the next rotation coming in. That's how we make it better here.
Yeah, you really hit on something there because it's easy to take for granted programs and knowledge and connections and the way that we have been doing things and then go to a strange place with a team that's been assembled from all over the world and go, we don't have a program.
Right.
We don't necessarily have continuity. We don't necessarily have all the contacts, and we got to establish all those things and make sure that they get passed down to a fairly rapid rotational force.
So right. Yes, sir.
That's a special challenge, and just building that bureaucracy actually is a survival mechanism to help make things better.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about your airmen. How are they doing,
sir? At the least, max capacity is the best way I can explain it. But no matter what obstacle they face, they're taking it head on. This includes you know, being involved at every level, you know, everybody comes together and we have a culture of teamwork. That's how we're able to succeed. When we have a truck go down, you know, everybody steps in and goes and move these items to keep from losing, you know, having a loss. And
then, tell me about that truck go down thing. So there's a lot of our audience that doesn't know what do you mean?
So, those trucks? So when we have a food truck go down, that means, you know, if you don't move those items that must be kept at proper temperatures to another truck that, you know, has those temps, you're going to lose everything. And then we have to account for that. So everything is accounted for out here.
And so we store then a lot of our food because we don't have large refrigerators.
Yes,
we store them in trucks.
Yes, sir.
And run them off generators. And those fail quite a bit?
Yes, sir. Often more than once a day.
Yeah.
Multiple times a day. And so being able to, you know, have our folks be out there, you know, very, you know, it's a constant process, constant, like, attention to detail. And that's why every single member is critical, you know, from down to the down to even temp checks, because, you know, when that goes down, you have a very short, limited amount of time, you know, to fix it.
I do see that you built a team there that's all hands on deck, so it's not just
yes, sir.
The folks that are working in the dyeing facility at those trucks when there's something happens in the middle of the night. They're coming from the gym and mortuary, all over the place. Very cool.
Thank you, sir.
Women's Equality Days coming up.
Yes, sir.
You're involved. So what does equality for a female airman look like, and how does that impact our mission?
Equality for a female in today's Air Force means being able to serve alongside our brothers without fear of knowing, you know, like, their impact to the mission, to our branch of service as a whole. You know, formerly it was only reserved for males, so for us to even be able to serve is a big deal. And removing combat exclusions was a big part of this, and women being able to serve in all career fields and knowing, you know, that is a reality is our testament of the success that, you know, Air Force females are achieving today. I also wanted to be a PJ when I first joined.
Really?
And to be told you can't apply for this career field because you're a female, you know, was crushing. And then all the years that has passed to be able to see us come from that to where we're at now is a huge step.
What does equality look like for women in today's Air Force?
Equality in today's Air Force looks completely different from when I first joined.
Yeah.
There really was no female leaders that, you know, I had any kind of you know, example to go by or to look up to. Even in my own career field, it was mostly male dominated. If there was a female senior NCO, whew, you know, they were gonna be mean because there was one maybe in the entire squadron or maybe even in the group. So from that point to now where we have Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force number 19, Chief Joanne Bass being the first highest enlisted non-commissioned officer of all the U.S. military services, as well as being the first Asian American descent to be our Air Force's top enlisted member, that is amazing. Not only her, but you have General Lori Robinson, who became, you know, the first female four-star commander of combatant forces when she was commander of the Pacific Air Forces in Hawaii. To see that moment happen right in front of me, you know, when I worked her change of command, I knew history was being made, you know, but the magnitude, you're not feeling it at that moment as much as you do as you see her, you know, grace the cover of Time magazine as most influential, you know, person. That was right there, you know, we are doing it. We're heading in the right direction. And then as well as Lieutenant Swiggle, she's now the first U.S. Navy's female tactical fighter pilot. I mean, do you get any better than that? I mean, there's equality of all shapes and sizes and walks of life that, you know, I could speak on, but those are, you know, three particular areas that, you know, I can't help but be proud to be a female in the United States Air Force right now.
So. Yeah, special leaders too. You know, I met General Robinson briefly a couple of times. She had a great reputation. It was really neat to watch her work. And Chief Bass, I've had the pleasure of spending some time with at different training events here and there, and she's just a fantastic leader, a fantastic human being. So very, very cool to see her, see both of them succeed.
Right.
Very
neat. No, it's an honor, and a female chief as that, you know. So, you know, it's already pretty tough to be a chief, period. And then a female as that, you know, your percentages go down even more. So, you know, for what I would think wasn't even possible when I first came in, you know, to now being a part of, you know, that elite, you know, rank is truly an honor.
Well, you're doing well.
Thank you, sir.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
All the rumors are good. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Oh, I hope I...
You're quite the athlete, actually. You do that for fun?
I do.
Okay. Nobody's chasing you or anything?
No, sir.
Okay. You run a lot?
I do, sir. Yes.
Okay. That's what I heard.
Yes, sir.
So, any big runs coming up?
The Air Force Marathon, right here. Here at PSAB. So, virtually, no one's going to, you know... tell me I have to get up out of bed, I got to do it on my own, you know, but to be able to be an inspiration for my airmen, you know, maybe get them, you know, to do something or try something that they've never done.
You're motivating a few people, quite a few people to get out there and do that, and I think you broke the command chief, because he's had to take a little break in training, because you know, maybe got a little too far too fast.
And he's
fortunately, I didn't rise to the challenge, therefore I didn't have that problem.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Oh, no. No, it was an honor to, you know, run with him at Air Force Marathon in Al Dhafra as well.
You two have been deployed together before.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, it's neat to have these experiences in more places than once. More places than one.
Yes, sir.
Very cool. Oh gosh, what would you change about the world if you could?
Oof, I would like to, you know, maybe inspire someone to, if it's only one person, to adopt a plant-based lifestyle.
Yeah.
Recently going vegan, you know, 3 years ago,
wow.
Has really changed my mindset on what we can do, you know, even as one person to help the planet, you know, help animals, help, you know, just be a better person. You know, when I leave this earth, I hope to have just made an impact in one little way, if it's just me, you know. And if the whole world could do it, you know, I think the planet would be in a much, you know, much better state to heal itself. And people, you know, would have a better appreciation of not just other humans, but other living things, period. So.
Very cool. I had no idea. Now I see I learned something. That's
sir.
What's something you can't live without?
Ooh, that's a lot. I like a lot of things, but music is what I like the most. I think to be able to have all genres of music available to me at my fingertips is life's greatest blessing.
Yeah.
You know, it can get you through the hardest times, it can get you through the best of times, and music brings people together. There's, you know, all walks of life, all colors, all, you know, just personalities is music. So, and that's from birth, you know. You come to this world listening to sound, and then it goes up from there.
That's cool. So if you were to speak to the families of the airmen, if you had the families of your airmen in the room, is there anything special you'd say to them?
I'd say, you know, we can't do this without each and every one of you. You know, everything that we do, you know, we hope to make you proud. And, you know, we're in this together. So when we work together as a team, you know, we are able to take care of each other also at the same time. You know, being able to show something at home to mom and dad and the things that we're accomplishing out here, you know, is important to me. That, and also to be that positive influence for maybe their friends and loved ones back home, that they could do something like what we're doing out here. And you know, not to let things that they see on TV deter them from, you know, maybe other family members joining our branch of service. Like, we want to be a good example. And, you know, you guys supporting back home is everything. This is what drives our folks, you know, to do what they do every single day.
Yeah, very good. How about to our airmen? What'd you say to your airmen? I mean, I know you get a chance, they probably get a chance to talk to you, but in general,
I know I, you know, I'll come by each and every one of their work sections as much as I can, but if they're to hear it from me, I will say it over and over again, how extremely honored and humbled I am to be a part of your team. You know, from the day we arrived here, you guys have hit boots on ground, running, and, you know, our goals and short-term and long-term that we've been checking off has amazed me from the entire time. In our profession, we are always looked at in a way that if things don't go perfectly, that could be a negative. But when it does, we just break even. Even when that happens, don't let it stop you from having that drive and having the courage to do more than what people expect and to think outside the box, because that's how we make things better. And we're gonna get through this one step at a time, one day at a time here at PSAB, and I'm here for you, not just here, but beyond.
Well, I tell you what, you have a special team, and they are making miracles happen out there. So it's been a pleasure to sit down with you today.
Thank you, sir.
And I hope not too painful, but
no, sir.
It's been great to get to know your airmen, watch you lead, and I look forward to serving with you over the next few months.
Thank you, sir. Look forward as well.